Anyway, I want to give a shout out to everyone who performed before me who has a legitimate talent. So let's give a clap for them. One person clapping, thank you very much. Anybody who really has a skill that's necessary to be up here, thank you. Anyway, I'd also like to give another shout out to Jay Vaughn. Right before I came here, Jay Vaughn sent me an MP3 of last week's performance, and before I came here, I had a lot of confidence in what I was doing. I was like, yeah, I'm going to rip the stage up, and then I get your damn email. And I realize that I sound like a nasally little bitch when I'm on stage. I really do. And just listen to his whole performance, and of course my wife has to tell her family and everything, oh, listen to this, listen how Chris is. Fucking awesome, you know what I mean? Anyway, I wanna, if anyone can clap, my wife's getting ready to pop here soon, having a baby. Yes. Accidents can happen to anybody, I tell you. Anyway, there's a lot of things that you don't know when you go into pregnancy, and I hope I'm just not speaking for myself, but for every guy. As far as what I've known going into pregnancy is, all right, my wife's body's going to change, she's going to be a bitch, moody, all that. And that's pretty much what you know. You know what I mean? Just in the whole trial of it. But there's a lot of things that guys don't know, and I know you guys don't know if you guys know this, but you know the little crater part around the nipple? You know the little, they call it an areoli. And a little side note on there, doesn't that sound like a pepperoni? It doesn't sound like you're getting on a, attention passengers, thank you for getting on flight 101 areoli to Bangkok. We'd like to, you know what I mean? It's, and no one tells you when your wife's pregnant, that crater around the nipple, the areoli, expands. It just gets bigger and bigger. And it made me think, because I've seen some people that have real bad birthmarks coming from their neck and up. That may not be a birthmark. Because literally, it's not a slow transforming thing. It doesn't just gradually get bigger. It's just boom, one day, done. It's just boom. You got saucer nipples on your girl and shit. And they don't tell you this shit. You don't know what the hell is going on. You know, another good thing is your wife's boobs get bigger. Awesome. Can't complain about that one. You know, but no one knows about this shit. And then another thing, when women get pregnant, stretch marks. Who hasn't dealt with this shit? And I already know, going into this, that I will always be blamed for it. Somehow it's my fault that her stomach looks like a road map. You know, and a little side note on that, it's these moments in my life that really make me who I am. Because I could sit here and be a comedian and say my wife's getting stretch marks and looks like roadmaps, but she has to find it funny. And that's awesome, because regular guys, if you said that, kick in the nuts, whatever it is, that's what you're getting. You know, and I was sitting there thinking about it one day. I was like, you know, the rest of my life, I'm always going to be blamed for this shit. It doesn't matter. Somehow, it's my fault. Like, she just looks at me one day, this is your fault. This is all you. And then I had an epiphany. It's really not my fault for two reasons. One, accidents happen. They really do. If I sat here, took this microphone, and just dropped it and broke it, it's an accident. I may have to pay for it, but I won't have to deal with it for the rest of my life. Stretch marks, always. Until the day I die, that's my fucking fault. But then again, the second reason is, it's really not my fault. It's not. It's my kid's fault. If I can get her to blame, it is. If I can get her to blame my child, my unborn son, for this shit, he has to deal with it for the next 18 years. Really. He really does. And then at the same time, that's two birds with one stone, because 18 years of that shit, he'll want to move out early. And that's every parent's dream. I mean, shit, later, motherfucker. You know, I mean, come on. Anyway, that's an exciting feeling to go through. Everything I do is nothing but jokes, and I'm glad that my wife can take this shit going on. You know, so give a clap for her if you want. Yeah. lady, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to hear about this when I get home, so. Anyway, there's a lot of things on TV. Who here loves to watch TV? I'm sure you guys all do. Now, who here wants to be on TV?
Me.
Not one. Yeah, there you go. That's your goal. That's it. And there's a lot of crazy things that you see on TV today. There really is. I mean, look at reality TV. Look at this reality shit. The point of reality TV is for us to connect to the real life situation. You know, but you look at Survivor, and a few people really go through that, and it's like, oh, maybe that would happen to me if I was in that situation. But when I think reality TV, I think, let's hit more home base. You know what I mean? They got wife swap. Like, that could happen, I guess, but at certain bars, at a certain time. You know what I mean? So my feeling is, let's get a reality TV that really hits home for people. You know what I mean? Like, I think of my life, and I'm like, all right, let's think what reality TV we can come up with where everyone feels the same effects. How about a reality TV where, who's my daddy? You know what I mean? How many people does that happen to? Who's my, or where's my daddy? How about that one? You know what I mean? All you have to do is take a kid, 3 years old, and all of a sudden, the daddy says, I'm going to the store, I'll be back in 10 minutes. And he never comes back. That's all you have to do. And then you just sit here and film the little kid and see what happens. That's a sitcom. That is what we're talking about. Honestly, who can connect to that one? How many people in here have no daddies? Raise your hand. I'm the only one. Thank you. Thank you. There we go. There we go. He kind of just busted nut and ran, didn't he? Responsibility, gotta go. But then you see the other shows on TV, like Lifetime Channel, the all-time men's hater network. Anytime you see a show, and my wife watches it all the time, she really does. And anytime you see one of these shows, it's always the man either ends up in jail or ends up dead. It's always the guy who goes to fucking jail or who is dead. Never once do you see the woman who cheated on his husband and then took half his shit. You don't see that shit. And I've been emailing Spike TV. It's like, dude, you guys got to do something because Lifetime is just giving us a bad rap. They really are. And you know, and another show that I really love to watch is anyone watch America's Dumbest Criminals or Dumbest Drivers? World's Dumbest. That's how they phrase it. World's Dumbest. Yet 90% of the damn videos that they send in are from America. That really tells you how stupid we are as a culture. We can sit here and make fun of ourselves all the fucking time. Yet we'll sit here and tell our countries we are the best there is. It doesn't matter who you are. We will go to war with you and fuck you up. Democracy, bitch. Welcome. And then, of course, you gotta love the movie channels, HBO, Showtime, whatever it is. And I was watching Showtime a week ago with my wife, and we had our neighbors over. And we're watching a show called Adult Film Awards. And it's kind of like the MTV Movie Awards or whatever awards you see. You know, they're sitting here. And we'd like to introduce Best Anal Sex Scene of Britney Spears. Come on up. And they come up. Oh, first off, I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank my mother. And they're sitting here watching this like, oh my God. What is it? And they're happy as all shit. They really are. So anyway, I'd like to thank everybody that stayed to see me perform. I'm going to a thank you. I'm going to a comedy club tomorrow. I got 2 minutes of routine, and so I'm trying out routine and see what works. There's 4 people in here. By the way, the guy who said the crowd was packed, the reason why you don't hear people laughing, there's no one in here. Javon left. He said, fuck you. I'm the fucking done. I can't take this shit anymore. Anyway, I'd like to thank Javon. He's a special person, awesome guy, and everyone who performed before me and who has legitimate talent. Thank you. Really, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'll see you next Monday.
Thank you.